WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, it seems there have been a number of Republican governors, including Ohio's John Kasich, pushing to adopt the Medicaid expansion. It's all part of Obamacare. But it seems to have irritated some Tea Party folks. Is it surprising that Ohio's governor is pushing for this expansion?
Well, not in the sense that there are a number, as you say, of Republican governors who were opposed to Obamacare, but who are going to take this Medicaid expansion if they can get it through the legislatures, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money for the state. You know, we're talking about $13 billion for Ohio for 7 years. After that, Medicaid would pick up 90% of the state's costs instead of 64% as it is now. And it's almost like the kind of deal where you can't say no. And Kasich was very interesting in his State of the State address. I mean, he even invoked the Bible to try to convince his fellow Republicans in the legislature that this is a good idea. He said, I'm not going to turn my back on the disabled, the sick, the people addicted to drugs or alcohol. I can't do that. And it was a really interesting appeal.
So that upset some Tea Party folks.
Oh, yes. And they don't like it. They don't like it a bit. And the conservative blogs in Ohio have just been ablaze with criticism of Kasich for this. Now, Democrats, Obama supporters, like this aspect of it, but they haven't given him a great deal of credit publicly for it. But the Tea Party folks and people like Josh Mandel, the state treasurer, have been highly critical of him for going along with this.
Now, earlier last year, Governor Kasich opted out of the health care exchange. That's also part of Obamacare.
Right.
That made the Tea Party folks happy, but it upset the Democrats.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, so he's almost taking, like, pieces off the menu. He's ordering a la carte here. He's taking what he likes and rejecting what he doesn't like. And it makes one group mad, and then they're happy. And it's a very delicate balancing act for the governor.
He's also made some recommendations in his budget plan, which have some people irritated and some people less irritated. What about how that's all shaking down?
Well, the main thing is, I mean, he's talking about, obviously, lowering the state income tax, but he's proposing a whole new series of sales taxes on a whole lot of things that have never been taxed by the sales tax in Ohio before. Getting a haircut, taking your dog to the pet groomer, buying a ticket to the county fair, going on the rides at the county fair. All these things would be subject to sales tax. And the Democrats are howling over this because they look at sales taxes and say, this affects the poor and the middle class disproportionately. It hurts them more than it hurts the upper income folks.
So all these actions that Governor Kasich is taking, which have made some people on his side mad, some people on the other side mad, is it a big gamble? What's he trying to do overall?
It is. I mean, it's a big play. It's like a long pass down the field. He's going for the goal line. He's trying to come up with a budget, you know, which is going to be sellable to the people of Ohio. You have to remember, everything is in the context of the fact that he is up for re-election next year, and he is going to need support, not only from his fellow Republicans, but from independent voters in order to be able to do that.
Now, switching over to the Cincinnati mayor's race, in your column yesterday, you talked about how the new parking plan, which is under consideration in Cincinnati Council, has turned out to be a very big issue in the upcoming mayor's race. Tell us what happened at the end of last week.
Well, at the end of the last week, first of all, you had John Cranley, one of the mayoral candidates who opposes this parking plan, create a website where he was trying to get, you know, as many people as possible to send email letters to the mayor and to the vice mayor, Roxanne Qualls, who just happens to be his opponent in the mayor's race, and to other council members telling them this is a bad idea. Don't do it. Do not vote for this. On the other hand, Qualls put out a letter from her campaign in which she attached a letter from the city manager explaining the thing in great detail and saying that, no, the city will not be giving up control of the parking situation. It will be a lease situation to a private company through the Port Authority.
And that will just continue to be a point of discussion.
It's going to be a point of discussion for quite a while. They've got two public hearings this week on it, and they're going to be pretty lively.
Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can hear him each week at this time and read his column and blog at WVXU.org.